Good morning, happy Friday, and welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Jared Moore, filling in for Harris Rubenstein. We've got headlines and scores, but we start with another big night in the NBA playoffs. Jimmy Butler led the way for the Heat with 32-8 as Miami finished off the Philadelphia 76ers 99-90 to win their best of seven series 4-2 and advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. Miami was up by just a single point at the half before pulling away in the third quarter, and the game really wasn't as close as the final score would indicate. Rough game for Joel Embiid, who was 7-for-24 from the field and finishes with 20 points. James Harden wasn't much better for the Sixers either, with only 11 points and none in the second half. The Sixers played the majority of this game shorthanded as Danny Green suffered a potentially serious knee injury after Embiid accidentally fell on his left leg. As for Miami, they're back in the Eastern Conference Finals for the second time in 3 years. They await the winner of the Celtics-Bucks series. The defending champs lead the Celtics with Game 6 later today. More on that in a bit. The Mavericks knocked off the Suns 113-86 to force a Game 7. Luka was sensational for the Mavs with 33-11-8, and Reggie Bullock stepped up from downtown, going 5-11 from 3 and adding 19 points. The biggest issue for the Suns was just the turnovers. They had 22 turnovers while the Mavs only had 6, and you can't give Luka that many extra opportunities. Let's move over to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Braden Point scoring the game winner in overtime for the Tampa Bay Lightning as they force a Game 7 in Toronto on Saturday. This is a big spot for the Maple Leafs, who haven't been out of the first round since 2004, and they've made it a habit of having soul-crushing series losses in the first round in the last few years. Case in point, Toronto is 0-8 since 2018 with a chance to close out a series. The Bruins topped the Hurricanes 5-2 to force a Game 7 Saturday back in Raleigh, North Carolina. Every game in this series has been won by the home team up to this point. The Blues defeated the Wild 4-1 to win their series in 6 games. St. Louis will take on the top seed Colorado Avalanche in the Western Conference semifinals. The Oilers scored twice in the third period to defeat the LA Kings 4-2 to force a Game 7 in their series. Some football news, as the NFL released the 2022 schedule Thursday night. Some of the early season highlights include the Super Bowl champion Rams hosting Josh Allen and the Bills in the season opening game, and Russell Wilson making his return to Seattle in the first Monday Night Football game of the season. Perhaps the most interesting early season schedule belongs to Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs visit the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football in Week 1. They travel to New Orleans Week 2, and then their first two home games of the season against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in Week 3, and another Sunday Night Football game against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in Week 4. So the Bucs will certainly be tested early this season. Here are the moments we're watching today with two more NBA playoff games on the schedule this evening. Game 6 in Milwaukee as the Bucks look to finish off the Celtics, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. And it'll be interesting to see how the Celtics respond after letting Game 5 slip away on Wednesday night in the manner that it did. Right after that, 10 p.m. Eastern, the Warriors get a chance on their home court to close out the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis won Game 5 in a rout and continued to show they can play well with John Morant out of the lineup. But it might be too big an ask for Memphis to come all the way back, right? We have a trio of WNBA games on the docket with the Wings visiting the Mystics, the Aces traveling to Atlanta to take on the Dream, and the Liberty hosting the Fever at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. 3 games in the Stanley Cup playoffs as well. The Penguins try to finish off the Rangers, and Pittsburgh will likely be without Sidney Crosby, who suffered an upper body injury after a hit by Jacob Trouba in Game 5. The top-seeded Florida Panthers hit the road as they try to close out their series against the Washington Capitals. Florida leads that one 3-2. And lastly, the Dallas Stars, who trail 3-2, look to force a Game 7 back in Calgary as they host the Flames. For our FanDuel Fast Break, we got 3 bets again tonight. The Bucks lay 1.5 at home against the Celtics. Giannis is the best player in the world right now. I think they close this out on their home court. The Grizzlies are getting 8.5 points on the road against Golden State. I do think we see a better effort by the Warriors, and they probably win the game and close out the series, but that's a lot of points. I'll take my chances grabbing the points with Memphis. And lastly, let's work a little hockey into the parlay, as the Rangers are minus 128 on the money line. If Crosby's out, that's a huge deal for the Penguins. He's been the best player in this series for either team, and the Rangers still have the best goalie in the league in Igor Shesterkin, so let's take New York here. Parlay those 3 plays together, and a $10 wager would win you $54.92. Let's take a look at what happened on this day in sports history back in 2010 as the demolition of old Yankee Stadium was completed. I've spent many summer nights at the old stadium, and while the new ballpark does some things better in regards to things like amenities, concourses, that sort of stuff, I think I speak for Yankee fans everywhere. It's just not the same as the old ballpark. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Jared Moore. And if you haven't already, check out the Buzzer app available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss the moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments in live sports. Have a nice day, and we will see you on Monday.